Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I tell you what, traditionally, religious people are the meanest people on the planet. Oh, holier than thou. And I'll beat you and kick you and kick your brains in and then give you a scripture why it's okay. Heartless. Put on the voice. Oh, thou durst not presume to know the will of the Almighty. Yield thou to His infinite and mysterious will. They weren't getting anybody healed.
No.
If somebody popped up and said, okay, which one of these 6 days we're going to have a healing meeting here at the synagogue? Tell me which one. You do understand that the world is full of supposed experts. They don't do it. They're not getting results, but they can tell us what's wrong with what we're doing. Well, you need to be getting results before you start trying to talk about something. Jesus was getting results. He said, come and be healed on those 6 work days. Now, get what He's saying. We've seen this again and again, but get what He's saying. He's saying healing is a secular thing. It's too common physical. Healing is too common and a mundane thing to be doing on the Sabbath day. What's He saying? It's not for today. Not for this day. This Sabbath day. Does that sound familiar? Oh man. Not for today. I've actually seen in the last some time with the Lord, I've endeavored to be, you know, tolerant and just not pay attention to folk that say these kind of things. I'm coming to realize these things irritate the Lord. It's not that it just doesn't matter to Him that they teach and say these things. They're lying about Him. They're misrepresenting Him. Yeah, but that, you know, natural physical healing is not that big of a... Well, then why did Jesus spend so much time doing it? It is important. The healing of the physical body is important to God. It is. It's no small, trivial, well, God cares most about the spirits of men. And we shouldn't be so infatuated and talk so much about the healing of the body because it's only, I know it's temporary, but why did Jesus spend so much time? No, friend, your body's valuable to God.
Amen.
I said it's valuable. Besides that, anybody with good sense understands if you are hindered with all this disease and sickness, how are you going to have a full ministry? How am I going to, and you going to go into all the world and preach the gospel? Can't half get out of bed.
Right.
You need supernatural strength.
Amen.
To do what God has called you to do. We're finding that out. Zip over here and preach and fly over here and do this and eat strange food and sleep in a strange room and time zone change and then pop up here and supposed to be ready to go again. I couldn't do that sick. How could I do that sick? Can't do it sick. Or can't do fully what I should do. Sick. I said, yeah, but so-and-so, they've had this terrible problem in their body and they've done all these things for God. Super. But what more could they have done?
That's right.
If they hadn't have been hindered by that? No, I'm sorry. I do not accept that it was ever God's perfect will for anybody to be sick, deformed, and diseased. You honor people's courage that have overcome things and pushed on and served God. That is honorable.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But don't tell me God did it. And don't tell me He chose not to heal them.
No.
I don't believe it.
No.
I don't accept it. No. Jesus looked at this man. He said, "You hypocrite." The word hypocrite means a pretender, play actor. He said, "You big old pretender, you big old put on. Each one of you on the Sabbath day, you go right out and untie your donkey from the stall and lead him right over to the watering trough because little donkey's thirsty. He don't know it's a Sabbath day. He just knows he's thirsty. And so you get the little donkey and you, big man at the synagogue, you lead your donkey to the watering trough, don't you?" Now I got a question for you. What has that got to do with healing? Apparently everything. We've seen this repeatedly, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, last week we talked about Smokey in the well.
Yeah.
And Poogie tied up in the wire, right?
Yeah.
And we've seen it before. This, I believe this is the third time we've seen specific references to this. Why? This must be significant. Because Jesus used this in straightening people out about their ideas about healing again and again and again. What has this woman, you know, getting healed from this bound up, frozen condition for 18 years got to do with a donkey drinking water? He compares the two. He said it's the same thing. Now, if you don't understand that, don't turn this loose till you get it. "Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering?" Listen to this. This is the NEB and the 20th century and the Phillips combined. He said, "What hypocrites you are. Every single one of you unties his ox or his ass from the stall on the Sabbath day and takes it out for a drink. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" He said, "Every one of you will loose your donkey and take him to the water trough. And wasn't it necessary for this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan tied up?" You getting it now? That's literally what that word means. The Berkeley brings that out. "Whom Satan tied up and kept bound for these 18 years, shouldn't she be untied and released and delivered from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" You don't have to pray about whether it's God's will for you to be healed any more than you got to pray about the donkey getting some water when he's thirsty. No person with right understanding would go out and here it is, 95 degrees, and the little donkey is sweating and panting and looking faint, and you go out and you go, "Oh, donkey, you thirsty, ain't you?" You can tell he's thirsty. And you go, "Well, now we got to find the will of God on this. Because it might not be the will of God for you to drink today." I'm not trying to make fun of this. This is what he told them. "Oh, well, let's all pray. God, is it your will for hee-haw here to drink today? Because you just never know. Lord, show us now, is it your will? Because if it's not your will, we're going to leave hee-haw right there. And if he dies of thirst, I reckon he will, but that's just your will be done. Not our will, but your will be done. Is this not how millions pray about healing? It makes just as much sense. This is not my comparison. This is Jesus' comparison. And it's not the only time he used this. He's used it repeatedly. We've seen it. You don't wonder about whether it's God's will to heal somebody any more than you wonder about watering a thirsty animal. Donkey's thirsty. Give him some water. Yeah, but no, yeah, but nothing. Get him some water. No fasting, no praying, no looking up scriptures. Thirsty donkeys should be watered. Right? It takes the devil to mess up stuff this simple. Doesn't it? It takes the devil and confused and full of pride theologians to write multiple volumes that twist this around to whether we don't know whether we ought to water the donkey or not. But millions are there. He said, no. Every one of you, That's why they all ducked their head down later and were embarrassed to shake. Because they knew they did. Every Sabbath day, they took donkey to the water trough. Every Sabbath day. He said, every one of you, hypocrites, every one of you, take your donkey or your cow and lead him right to the water trough on the Sabbath day. And ought not this woman, not a cow, not a donkey, a woman being a daughter of Abraham. I mean, dear me, if you're going to water a donkey, then a daughter of Abraham ought to be healed.
Yeah. Amen.
Do we think like that today? Millions don't. We should. We should. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed from this bondage on the Sabbath day? Listen, she's a daughter of Abraham. That means she's a daughter of faith. She's a daughter of covenant. And he said she ought to be. Ought to be. Do you hear how strong this is? Jesus, this is not some fellow just saying something. This is Jesus caused this sickness, satanic bondage, and he said she ought to be loosed. Ought to be. Ought to be. That's why he set her free. When he got through saying that, what happened? When he said that, all his adversaries, what a shame. One translation says they blushed with shame. They felt ashamed. And all the people rejoiced. The crowd was thrilled for all the glorious things that were done by him. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Woman with the Spirit of Infirmity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1010. That's R1010. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.